Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I want to open up the Burt Show Book of Records for good reason. How much damage did your kid end up doing that you as the parent had to cover for in cash? Or how much did you have to spend? Because they either threw a bash, they messed up the car, they messed up the house, something. What did you have to pay? 1-855-BURT-SHOW. And I'm asking this because my son got into a bit of a fender bender.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
His first one?
This is his first one.
Yeah,
right? The good news is his fender benders didn't look nearly as bad as my oldest son's fender benders. Those weren't fender benders at all. Those were accidents that I had to pay for. So I get a call from him, like, I can't even remember what the night was. Maybe it was last Wednesday night. And I pick up the phone and I go, what's wrong with the car? And he goes, how did you know something was wrong with the car? And I'm like, because it's the only time you call me, son. I mean, you'll text, hey, how you doing? But the call comes in, I know something happened with the car. So he's 16 years old. So he gets into a quote-unquote fender bender, and I don't even know what all the details are. You know, my first question is, are you okay? Is the other person okay? And then how much damage was done to your car? And he said, oh, very little, like hardly anything at all. There's like barely even a scratch on it. And I'm like, how about the other person? And he said, it doesn't look like there's anything at all, really. It looks absolutely, there's a little bit of a scratch. So I said, do me a favor. And both of them had agreed, like, you know what? There's like nothing here. So let's not even get the police involved in it. So we're good. I said, okay, that sounds great. I don't know anything about this person, but go ahead and get their information. You give your information to them. And then, as I have been told, take pictures of your car and take pictures of where the damage was done to his car just so we have it. He says, no problem. So he takes some pictures and it doesn't look like there's any damage done really at all, right? So I get him a text from the guy that he ended up in the accident with, who is a super, super nice guy and just also happens to have been a listener for 20 years. So he knows Hollis as soon as Hollis says his name. I say to him, bro, is there any way, you know, it doesn't look like anything happened to you? Vice versa. Can we just keep this out of insurance hands? Because, you know, I'm already paying out of the butt for his insurance just for him being 16 years old. If there was no damage, I'm going to pick up the cash on this. And he says, don't look like it's a really big deal here. I got you, man. I'll take the car to two different places and I'll send you the estimates. And yes, we'll keep insurance out of it. I'm like, ah, thank you so much. I get an email 2 days later. He's like, well, I was wrong. There's more damage to the car than I thought there was. It's going to cost you about $4,200.
What? What happened?
Oh.
So he has a very nice F-150 Lightning, which is, they vary in different prices. But if you get the high-end one, it's an expensive truck. So he did some damage to one of the fenders, and you couldn't see it cosmetically, but underneath, there it was. Mm. And between two and three estimates are all saying the same thing. So it's going to cost me over $4,000.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
$4,000 for a fender bender.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Yeah. Man, dad is wonderful.
Yeah, so make me feel better about $4,000. Good morning, Burt Show. Who is this?
Jen.
Hey, Jen. Okay, how much damage did your kid do?
Not my kid, but my brother. He was coming home from a high school game. He was kind of drowsy. He was in our neighborhood already, like 0.2 miles from the house. An animal darted out in front of him. He was so tired, he didn't react correctly. He ran into the front porch of a house and into their car. the insurance dropped him after that.
I bet. How much? Oh. Okay, so he hit a car and he hit a front porch. How much did that end up costing your parents?
They paid for the damages, and then they gave the lady a $30,000 settlement check.
Oh, no, bro.
$30,000.
$30,000.
And that's a settlement check. That's not even paying for the damages.
Yes.
Damn. Right. Did somebody hit my porch? I need $30,000.
Yes. Well, that should help you make you feel better.
Yeah,
that's what you asked for.
Yeah, what's 4,000? See, Dad, it's not a big deal. Good morning, Sabrina. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for being part of the show. Okay, how much?
It was $5,600. My son, who is 16, drove his experience and hit a guardrail. The body shop estimate, if we went through insurance, was going to be $12,000. So we paid privately to get it fixed and not put it through insurance, but that was a big hit for $5,600.
Oh,
you
man.
Are not kidding, man.
Ouch.
I literally almost like when I saw how much it was going to be. Hey, Tiff, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Good morning. I was actually the kid. I almost had my temps, and my dad wanted to go for a drive, so I got in the driver's side seat and overcorrected and went right into the people behind us, the corner of their garage, and cost a couple $1,000 for the damage. My dad had to say that he was angry, and that's how it happened. So my dad fixed it to keep insurance and everybody else out of it.
Yeah.
What's up with hitting like houses?
If you're gonna do it, be the best. That's what my dad always said. Good morning, Bert Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. How much are we talking about?
So my son borrowed my car on my birthday, and he let his friend drive it, and then decided on a gravel road that he would pull the emergency brake to try to drift the car.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
And he pulled the emergency brake and flipped the car and hit a tree, and it caught fire. And like, just, they were okay, but I'm an attorney, and to sit for the bar, I had to pay off the full balance of that car that I owed $16,000 on in order to even sit for the bar.
So it ended up costing you $16,000.
Yes.
With your car on your birthday.
Yes.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, no.
Neat. One more here. Okay, I don't think we're going to do any worse than this. Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning. Actually, it was me. I crashed or totaled out two of my parents' BMWs. One was my mom's 535, and the other one was my father's first BMW, little 320i. They're probably closer to like, well, one is priceless. The first one was heartfelt. But the other one was probably about $60,000.
Okay, hold on. First of all, you get into two different accidents, right? The first one is in like a classic BMW. Is that right?
The first one was a classic one. It was actually, I wrecked that one second. It was a 320i classic BMW. And the second one was somebody actually T-boned me and bit the frame of my mother's 535 BMW. So at least $60,000.
Okay, I don't even put this on you. I put this on your parents. You shouldn't be driving around BMWs anyway.
So learn that from the first one.
Yeah, that's on you. That's on them.
The Bert Show.